This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to the rescue, another good day. A challenge to other broadcasters to make their program sound as much as like my program as they can. But they can't do that because I'm not there, and Richie's not there, and Kenny's not there. Jennifer's not anywhere. Actually, she's doing a program in Los Angeles today, so bully
her. She's cheating on us.
She is cheating on us. The fellow who has established himself as an expert, homeland security expert, and an asset protection professional, has a broad range of experience in trying to help people in a crisis situation. We're going to talk about Ebola with his Don Rondeau. That's how he pronounced his name, right, Richie?
Yep, that's it.
Chief of security for the embassies of the state of Kuwait in Qatar. I always wonder, Qatar, is that how you pronounce it?
Qatar.
You Cutter?
Yeah.
Why'd they spell it that way?
I don't know.
C-U-T-T-E-R instead of Q.
Let's go talk to them about that. Yeah, maybe we can get them to change it.
Anyway, Ebola. Anyway, all things Ebola. Here's what you need to know today. New York City officials are retracting. No, they aren't.
They're trying to retract.
Excuse me. One mistake deserves another one. One good mistake deserves another one. They aren't retracting anything. They're retracing the movements of the doctor who returned to New York from West Africa, who was tested positive for the Ebola virus. First diagnosed
case
in the city. His name is Craig Spencer. Came back from treating Ebola patients in Guinea on the 17th of the month. He's 33 years old. Developed a fever, nausea, pain, fatigue. He is now in isolation at Bellevue. Volunteer. Here's thanks for your volunteering. You got Ebola, and maybe you'll die.
You know,
thanks
God
very
bless
much for coming
on and trying to help.
Yep.
But man, we've got to have a better system than this.
Yep. Yep. And it doesn't seem to me to take that much. And speaking of that, Richie, government's responding. The response to it taken up by the World Health Organization and also by a House committee in Washington. Britain says it will sharply increase its funding to fight the disease. Now, because there are more people getting it, and it's spread to Mali, M-A-L-I, another country, the sixth West African country to confirm having a case there. There are a number of people who have given money, countries standing up. Then there are individuals who have lots of money who are giving. Didn't we figure it was $25 million, wasn't it, from Zuckerberg?
I think it was, yeah.
Something right. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so there are, I'm just looking at some of the other things here. It's become a big political football. Here's this girl in Ebola. There are 43 people who have been in contact with her who are now out of the country. See, that's what it is. It's not necessarily those who, I mean, it's bad that people get it, but then trying to find the people that you've been, those people who are on the airplane, for example. You know how many airplanes they have taken out of service? There are dozens of airplanes that aren't in service because they're trying to make sure that, because they were known to have carried somebody who's got Ebola.
Eric Duncan, I think, that plane flew five more
different
flights
that day. Yeah.
Before they finally pulled it out of service.
Right.
So now they're having to monitor everybody that was on that plane.
Yep. Yeah. So it's just, it is one mess after another mess after another mess. They're just unga bunga. And so what do? We go on to something else. Wall Street stock futures slightly lower. European indexes are down. Asian shares ended up mixed. The reason that I wanted to tell you that is because this week has been volatile. This month has been volatile. This month, Richie's going to roll his eyeballs back a little bit here. If you understand astrology, and
here
see what did I say?
Go ahead.
I said it. There it is. astrology would tell you, understanding where the planets are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that this has been a very challenging month. Duh. You need an astrologer to tell you that.
Right.
I'm going to bet in your personal lives, many of you have had struggles as well. And the country is struggling. The planet is struggling. I think there's an eclipse, if I'm not mistaken. And all of these things, like it or not, or believe it or not, there are things that come together in sort of a confluence. And I'm going to bet this. I'm going to, you can respond or not if you'd like, 888-302. Doug, tell us your story if you want to. I'm going to bet that many of you have had personal problems, maybe at work, maybe with the spouse, maybe with your children, in general, family stuff, that has been volatile. And it speaks to the volatility of what's going on in the world. I mean, look at that craziness in Canada. Look at the craziness in the Middle East. Look at the craziness in our country. You think that just happens? I don't know that. I don't know enough about the energy that goes across the universe. But I'm telling you, universe aside, in America and on this planet, the energy is very interesting and very much connected. We are all connected, especially with more and more people on the planet. There's more and more chance for connectivity. And a lot of it has been bad, just plain bad. Mercury comes out of retrograde tomorrow. Maybe that'll mean your weekend will be a little bit better. November and December are kind of iffy months for a lot of people in a lot of situations. And then it gets, if you believe the astrological forecasts in general, and specifically, the next year is going to be much better than this year. All right?
Thank God. Get that going for me.
And there you go, Richie. That's going for you. In a moment, we're going to meet Don Rondeau, see if we can find out some things that we don't know about how to protect yourself, how do they identify potential...
With regard to security issues.
Right. How do we secure the country if we're smart?
Or would somebody try to use it as a weapon?
Ah. Are you going to try to scare people with that question?
No. Hopefully, we're going to try and...
Dispel?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But we'll see.
And we will. 13 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at GuitarCenter.com.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Dum 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 dum. I don't know. I'm just sort of getting quickly into one of those phases, Richie. Don Rondeau, what a great name. First of all, Don, congratulations on having such a great name. Don Rondeau.
It flows, it rhymes.
It does, yes.
I would agree with that, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Good morning.
All right, the author of Red Teaming, the Don L. Rondeau Method. What's that?
You know, some time ago, I experienced a great deal of success in identifying tactics and targets some of our nation's adversaries. And so I went through the process, Doug, of analyzing how I was able to achieve that success, and then I published a blueprint for others to follow.
Really? So it's your fault that the bad guys get into the embassy then?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'll be frank. You know, they're often the case. It's everyone who's charged with protecting the homeland, you know, we certainly take responsibility for when we fail. But there are those of us who kind of have successfully identified vulnerabilities but have yet to figure out a way to get other people to listen in a timely fashion.
So it's called, hello, it's ding, 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 called politics, Mr. Rondo.
It's called a tall fence around the White House.
Yeah, nah, it's, well, anyway, so how'd you come, you were traveled extensively, you are working as a consultant, which is code for contractor for the Department of Homeland Security and other governmental agencies. What's your background?
You know, former military, former security guy, found my way working for some of you know, our nation's friendly Middle Eastern relationships pre-September 11th. Post-September 11th, was charged with directing a host of transportation security initiatives. Ultimately, that led me to serve as the director for what may have been the first post-September 11th Information Sharing Analysis Center. If you recall, out of the 9/11 report, there were calls for enhanced information sharing, and I was tapped to lead one of those efforts. I had a great team of analysts, and so, you know, we looked at everything and analyzed everything for all hazards approach, everything from hurricanes to threats of terrorism, and we were successful. We identified people, places, and things that were legitimately dangerous to the country, and I may add, without trampling the rights of Americans.
So, Don, is Ebola dangerous to the country in any kind of a threat?
Political way. Can somebody use it against us in sort of like a warlike action?
Well, you know, we have to, the short answer is yes. The follow-on is it would be difficult, but certainly not impossible. And, you know, one of the things that I don't advocate is kind of haphazardly putting these things out there and letting people panic about them. And I think that's kind of what the administration is trying to do, trying to reel this in a bit and minimize any undue panic. I always believe that the best way to do that, though, is to keep people informed, have a great crisis communication plan in place, and to let people know that you are aware of your vulnerabilities and have mitigated your exposure to them. And that's where I think we still have an opportunity. So, you know, right now on the CDC website, Ebola is listed as a bioterrorism agent. There's a significant history, a human history of using germs in as a bio warfare and bioterrorism. And so we can't say that it can't happen, and we know that people contract it by accident, so certainly there's the ability to contract it as a result of some.
So what do we need to do to protect? Is there anything? How do you do a protection thing for something like that?
Well, I think the best thing we can do right now is limit access to our nation by those who are infected with or may purposely try to infect an American citizen.
Seems
with
like common sense, doesn't it? But yet the political realities are, oh, we can't do that. Of course you can do it.
If Homeland Security asked you, would you shut down the borders from any African country right now that has Ebola?
Well, I think that's where we have to start. And then we can certainly look to open the borders up and look for ways to ensure that we're not unduly harming anyone or any nation. But I think at some point, you know, you have to work to contain the Ebola virus. And you have to do that absolutely. And you have to do that without regard for people's feelings and political wants, because at the end of the day, nothing is worse than watching a person be infected who should not have been infected. And so you can make the argument that, you know, if we don't effectively shut down the borders or put in place this kind of what amounts to shutting down the borders, and that you can do that
contain it at all.
Security expert Don Rondo here discussing how to handle the Ebola expert from that point of the Ebola epidemic from that point of view. Thanks, Don.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hey, Doug.
You got it yet?
Hey.
Hey. 867-5309. 888-302-3684.
Can I turn to? You give me something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the other people. We saw your name and number on the wall. Daddy, I got your number. I need to make you mine.
Okay.
Great song.
One hit wonder time on the Good Day program. This is a great pop song. 867-5309 Jenny. Sung by a San Francisco band. Topped the charts during this week in 1981. If you know who this is, call us now at 888-302-3684. And the winner will get a CD with a bunch of one hit wonder songs on it, which is the whole theme. This is one of the nicest things. We always get great response. This is part of a good, well-rounded, all-American morning program. The music of our lives, if you will. Some tidbits from the story here. Jim Keller and Tommy Heath founded this band in 1979. Heath said it was the number one. The number, the phone number of a girl that he knew, and he wrote on the wall of a motel where he was staying. And Keller said it was a number he saw on a men's room wall at a bar. The number 867-5309 turns out to have been a working phone number belonging to the daughter of the Buffalo, New York chief of police.
People have tried for years when this number comes available to get it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many, like, even certain districts just get rid of it because they don't want to deal with it.
Really?
There was a story a couple of years ago. Somebody had the number and they put it up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome.
Right.
One of the writers was sitting there and he wanted to write a song that sounded like the Kinks or the Stones. Mm-hmm. Just general classic rock. So E minor, C, G, A. He came up with those four chords, and then everything else came behind it.
Really?
Yeah.
Including the lyrics?
Including the lyrics.
Really?
The phone number came, and then the rest of the lyrics came.
In the year 2011, the Mayo Clinic used the song in a TV spot that said, Jenny, watch your numbers, blood pressure, lipids, and BMI. That's very good. After the band broke up, Tommy Heath, moved to Portland, Oregon, where he became a computer analyst. Keller went on to become the director of the Philip Glass's publishing company. Interesting how people start doing one thing and they migrate into another field. That's, listen.
One person who has the phone number is quoted as saying, it's so annoying. It's the worst phone number in the world to have.
I'd like to just take every area code in the country. When some mindless day when we decide we don't want to do anything, just take that number, put every area code in it, and see what happens when you dial the number.
It's my mission in life now to get this phone number for our radio show.
All right, good, Richie. John's listening in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How do you do, sir?
Very well. Is it Tommy Two-Tone?
It is Tommy Two-Tone.
Good man.
Yes, Tommy Two-Tone. What do you remember about your life during the year 1981?
I graduated high school, went to the service.
Yeah, what service were you in?
Army Reserve.
Yeah, how's that been for an experience?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Gave me a lot of life experiences and gave me a little bit of honor and courage in the country.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Thank you for your service.
Yep. All right, so he gets a CD with a lot of one-hit wonder songs on it. When you get the CD, you'll know it's for me because it has a picture of my dog Charlotte on it, John. You have done a nice job. You've done a nice service for us here on Good Day. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. High tech has gone to the dogs. There's a new item on the market called FitBark. It actually attaches to a collar on your dog, and it monitors your dog's physical activity and rest levels all day long. There's also a product called Tag. It's actually a GPS device that also attaches to your dog's collar, enabling you to know where your dog is at all times. And how about this? Sony has a product, as you might guess. It's a mounted camera and harness that lets you capture all types of things from your dog's point of view. So your dog's walking around the house during the day. It takes pictures all day long. You can come home and take a look at them. And PetNet is a smart feeder for both dogs and cats. It actually assesses the dietary requirements of your pet and creates a custom feeding regimen. It also alerts you of your device when your pet has been fed or when you need to buy more food. Lots of new items coming on the market. Call me old-fashioned. I like to touch. I like to feel. But some of these products may be helpful. If you really want to know what your dog is doing all day, all you need to do is when you come home, take a look at his camera. It'll let you know what his activities were all day long. I'll see you next time.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Brand news, names to fall for. Find stylish savings on great big brands at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Find 30% off Juicy Couture and 30 to 50% off Izod. Save on watches from Timex, Fulova, and Seiko. Find Calphalon cookware and more Friday through Sunday. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baltrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Before the new hour, that'd be 33 after the hour. Am I mumbling? I don't want to mumble. I've taken to speaking a little bit more softly and carrying a bigger stick, Richie. I think that's probably
that?
More effective. Well, because I want to have different emphasis on what it is that I'm discussing with you and the rest of the minions who are listening to the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, making the world a better place to be. I was talking earlier about astrology. For those of you who do not know what's happening, more specifically, the solar eclipse. There was a partial solar eclipse yesterday.
Right.
Sort of a lunar cover-up, if you know what I mean. Do you know what it means to be a lunatic? Do you know why that word, why that that phraseology?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell us it has everything to do with how the moon,
that's
the earth.
Exactly,
are,
you know. Absolutely, exactly where it came from. If you look
nothing
up
to
the,
do with ticks.
Well, although I've had a lot of tick bites this last week. I have poison oak, too. I haven't had poison oak or poison ivy for a long time. Wee. Little bumpy things, itchy. So, the lunar situation, yes, lunar. If you look up the etymology of the word lunar, Richie.
I am right now.
You will find that it refers to the moon. La luna.
The word derives from Luneticus,
mm-hmm.
meaning of moon or moonstruck.
Right. So, how would that apply to the lunatic, the lunatics among us?
No, you're there.
Thank you. All right, anyway. So, the sky show yesterday, if you were on the East Coast, you didn't see it because of the rain. You still got cloudy skies in Washington, or things cleared up?
It's cleared up.
Yeah, cleared up. All right, it's windy. Clearing up here later on today, but
windy and kind of warm.
Yeah. So, yesterday, it was about dark, a little before dark, if you were looking in a place like if you were in Ohio yesterday, you probably could see the sky show, the solar eclipse. It was partial, as I say, sunset and the moon clipping the sun, making it look like a sort of fingernail as it set across most of the country. People up in Canada said it was beautiful. People living in the central time zone had the best view, actually. Hawaii didn't get in on it at all. And so that is the reason I tell you the story is because that's affecting how you are. Like it or not, believe it or not, I said and I maintain with firmness that this is the sort of thing that is responsible in part, however it happens, however energy works, for the craziness that's going on. This New York City police guy, or police attack with a guy on an axe, I don't even really want to talk about it, but this is, again, the craziness. And if that's not crazy enough, the news about Honey Boo Boo. It's a really...
No, we can't go a day without Honey Boo Boo news.
Wow, we haven't talked about Honey Boo Boo for a long time.
Before you move on there, you know what disease, basically, the term lunaticus was invented for?
No.
Epilepsy.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Well, I mean, what would be the...
They thought it was a madness. They didn't realize what it was, and they thought it was a madness.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that things like...
Okay, that makes sense.
Let me see. Rheumatism, fevers, mm-hmm. and epilepsy were caused by the moon.
You have the same thing with your voice as I do. It's got to be allergy. Kenny, how's your voice? Your voice okay? Or are you getting affected by the dryness in the
allergy? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And we all sound like we're... Okay, so even though this would be normally a television story, I'm going to do the TV news in a few minutes because Jennifer's not here, and I never mess with her when she's doing TV news.
Right? No, never.
Work on this. The future of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo in jeopardy after a new report claims that her mother is in a relationship with a convicted child sex offender.
Oh boy,
June Shannon. Romantically involved with a man who was recently released from the big house, a registered sex offender in Georgia.
How did you not see something like this coming with this show?
This is just... All right, but I'm on to the lunacy thing. All right? What else is happening that's critically crazy? All right? What about... the sorts of things. Do you know they're still searching for Flight 370? There's a trip today. The transportation minister in Malaysia announcing, along with the U.S. Transportation Secretary, that they are seeking $60 million to support the continuing hunt for the plane and the problems the airline is having after the plane was blown up. Over Ukraine.
We have to have answers.
Yeah.
If we don't have answers, we will always be fearful of, could this happen to us? Where else will this happen? So they have to find an answer.
Yeah. All right, so here's something.
No matter how many billions of dollars it costs.
Yeah, right. Let's keep spending and find the... We're not going to find it out. Anyway, and... this is the capper.
We still think it's not there.
What?
The airplane. It's not at the bottom of the Indian Ocean.
It's
sitting on a tarmac in Diego Garcia, right?
Someplace. I don't know if not there because it's too easy to take pictures in Diego. But it's someplace on the ground. China today launches an experimental spacecraft to fly around the moon. Fly me to the moon.
Fly me to the moon.
Let's see. It's going out to the moon, coming back to Earth because China... wants to send an unmanned space trip to the lunar surface. So they're going to try shooting an orbital spacecraft around the same as we did in 1969. Welcome to the world, China. This is an 8-day program, test run for a mission that aims to have a Chinese spacecraft land on the moon, get samples. What are they going to find that we haven't already found?
Right. Go to the Smithsonian, China. Right. You can find it all over there. Save you a few million miles.
Right. So the United States has had people on the moon, as we know. Russia's had a satellite, or they've had some kind of a... They put some kind of equipment on
the moon. They sent a monkey to the moon, right?
Right, exactly. All right, so that's... I'm just focusing on the crazy stuff. And this may be the craziest of them all. The so-called Hunt for Red October. Remember that great movie with Sean Connery?
Obviously, one ping and one ping only.
So the Swedes think that there is a Russian sub off their coast someplace. Why that's a big deal, why that's a surprise to them, I don't know. But they spent all week looking for it. They've given up now because they can't find it. But it was a big international thing. Like, it's something new? The Russians got 200 miles off the coast of Boston is a Russian submarine, for God's sakes. The Russian submarine's off the coast of Miami right now. Off the coast of Rio, or, I mean, off of the coast of Brazil, off the coast of China, off the, you name it, there are Russian subs there. And guess what? American subs are off the coast of Russia, China, any place where there may be trouble, there are American subs patrolling all the time. So I didn't quite get the gist. Kenny, did I miss something? What were they looking for other than they just wanted to know whether there was a sub off there? There were some indications, radar or some kind of tracking devices that suggested the...
Wow, this thing was right off the coast.
Wow, right. It, yeah. It was not in the international waters. It was... Yeah, but so...
It was taken on one of the islands. I mean, there's a guy standing right on the edge of one of the islands.
Uh-huh.
And this thing's 200 yards away.
Mm-hmm. So, wave hello, everybody. Get your picture taken. Get out the iPhone. Take a shot. This date in history. United Nations celebrating 69 years as of today. Don't know what it's done today or will be doing today or tomorrow. It is the biggest source of crackpot. You're talking about lunacy. You want to? I've been to the UN pretty much every year for the past, what, Richie, 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
Do a broadcast from there once a year. It is a lunatic asylum there. You look around, it looks like the bar at Star Wars. Some of the people, their garb, and they're all trying to look more important than the next person. And most of them are low-level flunkies that are just there pushing paper. But yet, they're at the United Nations. And by the way, an assignment to the UN in many of these smaller countries is very prestigious.
Sure. Just a, you get to live in New York instead of Mumbai.
Yeah, right. All right. So anyway, United Nations Charter took place this date, 1945. Also, this date, 1929, Black Thursday, even though today's Friday. Remember the Wall Street investors panicking? Stockbrokers sell, sell, sell. 13 million shares traded hands that day. Stock market crash followed on the 29th of October. It was the beginning of a really bad 3 or 4 years in America. And go back to 2008, boys and girls. The beginning of a really bad time for most of us, or many of us in America. It wasn't a depression. It was called a recession. For those of us who are in the advertising business, trust me.
Yeah.
It was a depression. And
what's
we still
difference?
Haven't crawled out. Anniversary of the opening of the Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. What's that called?
Epcot.
You got it. Richie, you're so smart. There we are. Epcot, 1982.
Been there many times.
It's really fascinating.
It's a neat place.
Keep up with the technology. Great place to bring children to have them inspired.
You know, coming up next month is their annual food and wine festival.
Really? Who thinks going
to
be there?
God, man, I'd love to go to that.
You
go to each different world, and they have all the wines and all the foods of those worlds. It's neat.
Right. Opening of the George Washington Bridge today, 1931. And there was a big traffic jam going into New Jersey on that day. Somebody, Chris Christie.
Imagine being the first guy to drive across that thing.
Mm-hmm. And look down.
You go first. I'll meet you on the other side.
The bridge is being painted still. You know that there are...
No, it's constantly being painted.
Exactly. There's a full-time crew.
They never stop painting it.
They have a four... And the same with the San Francisco Bay Bridge. I don't know, down in Tampa when they have that big... That's all concrete. But the two older big span bridges, like San Francisco and New York, they have crews, four or five guys on... That's their job.
We had the Bay Bridge in Maryland, and it's always...
How'd you like to be up on the top of one of those, the ends, the anchor ends, on a windy day? How'd you like to be up there? I've gotten my body has just gone into a chill just thinking about what it's like to be up there. I was thinking about flying a plane last week, and how it felt to be, you know, you were safe here in the cockpit of a plane.
You never told me about the plane lesson.
Well, were you not here the day? No, you went to...
I was away in Turks and Caicos.
Right, yeah. It was a great experience.
You liked it?
I did like it. I was scared. Well, not scared. Scratch scared. I wasn't scared.
It's basically like you're in a Chevy Chevette, and all of a sudden you're a mile in the air.
Feet.
Right.
Yeah. Looking around, there's a big bubble around. It was all glass. The cockpit is a new plane. All glass. So you could look around and see everything. Flew over the farms.
Did you get the stick?
I did get the stick. Up and down, I did the trim. I did the, mostly when you're in the air, you don't need your feet. It's just all the stick.
How long were you up?
About an hour, a little short of an hour.
Cool.
And flew all over this part of Massachusetts. And really, looking at things from the sky, flying over the farm, looking at the houses.
Did you get video?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to send, I don't know what to, I have a disc. And I guess, Kenny, I would send it to you so you can upload. I think we ought to upload. I don't know how else. Can I upload it in my computer and send
sure.
it to you?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll figure
very
out.
Very cool. I want to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
I see you screaming.
I wasn't screaming. I was sweating. I did. I sweated.
You going to do it again? Or is
yeah.
it one
like,
and done?
No, no. I'd like to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. You call me in 10 years or so. Sign up for it. 14 before the hour. Television report. Next news on the next Sharknado.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient, continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of 6 criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Kyle Lepigeon time on Good Day. Okay, the ratings for the World Series so far, first game drew 12.2 million viewers, making it the lowest rated game one on record. Game two, which left the best of seven series with the Kansas City Royals even.
Nobody cares about the Giants. They've been there, whatever, that's cool. So, and then Kansas City small market team.
Yeah.
Everybody's pulling for them, likes them, but it's not going to draw big viewership.
Yeah, right. Next game tonight, San Francisco home park, 8 o'clock Eastern. And Fox is doing that now, right? Isn't Fox doing all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sharknado 3's location has been revealed, Kenny.
It's going to be at your house.
Ever? No, Richie's going to be at your house.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Washington.
Sharknado is going to stretch from Washington to Florida. They're going to call it the Feast Coast.
Love it.
That's beautiful.
Good. Maybe we'll eat up a few of these congressmen and senators that we want to get rid of.
Well, can't you see that? As a shark coming out of the sky, gobbling up some Joe Biden gets eaten by a shark. How's that?
Love it.
The Roosevelts have earned PBS the largest audience they've had in 20 years. Bigger even
That's than the what Ken Burns
did before. Yep. Bigger than Downton Abbey, which is the most successful drama that they've had on since, I don't know, the old shows that were, what was the cop's name in England? I forget. Anyway, 7 episodes of the Roosevelts aired last month, drew an average audience of 9.2 million, which is big for PBS. CSI in the news because it may be over. The 15th season of CSI, only 18 episodes instead of 22. That's what the networks do when they're planning on replacing a show. And there's a new CSI show anyway called Cyber, which is set to start in the summertime after the last, I guess, Mentalist going away at 10 o'clock after this season. And they're going to put in a new CSI there, Sunday at 10.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Good Day, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Tom Parsons from bestbears.com. You can check out his vitals. And sometimes when I talk to him, I wonder if he has any vitals. Let's get his blood pressure and see how he is today. Best Fare Deals. How do you get miles by shopping? We're going into the holiday season. Can you get them when you buy things at Amazon? Can you get them when you go to Macy's? How do you get miles? Well, Tom's going to help you out, get some free travel info. Free travel info about free travel up next here on Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood,
anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9455. 1-800-951-9455. Call 1-800-951-9455. 1-800-951-9455.
Perhaps you've heard Tom Parsons on the Good Day program previously using the term force majeure. There's a movie, apparently, Tom, opening today that has a family vacationing at a mountain resort, and they get into a snowstorm or some other such thing. What is, to go back to the real force majeure, how does that work? What do people need to know about using that if they have a ticket and they have a problem?
Well, actually, a force majeure is usually something like an act of God, something like a major hurricane, snowstorm. Maybe there's flooding in a different area. The airlines can't get windstorms. So when an airline cancels a flight or they just can't go into the market, then you become protected under the force majeure. Usually the airline must cancel your flight first, but then you're entitled to, like if you have a non-refundable ticket, it's one of the few times you can get all your money back if the airline cancels your flight due to bad weather or something that order.
Yeah, okay, so that's how that works. Today, we start a program understanding how to get people more miles. Is this true for every airline? If you're shopping at Amazon, for you use a particular credit card?
You don't actually go to Amazon. What happens is, like American, Delta, United, East Southwest Airlines, Virgin America, they all have these shopping portals. You can probably just go and say American Airlines shopping, Google it, and it'll take you to their website. If you're a frequent flyer number, it'll ask you to enter it. Then it'll take you to a page, and sometimes there's up to 800 different stores that you can go to. I mean, like this month I know Nordstrom's is on the American Airlines site, but they're giving you 10 times the points as long as you buy it through that portal. And so if you spend $250 at Nordstrom's, you'll get maybe $2,500 frequent flyer miles. If you have an affinity card with the airline, using that too by charging, it gives you another point. So there's ways to maximize it. Same thing applies to Southwest. They're using, I think, their 10 points. I mean, you actually get up to 30 points. So during the holidays, they even get more aggressive. And watch each one of the airlines. Some of them say if you spend $250 this month or this year or during this Christmas season, you may have to sign up a special place, but they'll give you another 2,500 or 3,000 bonus points just for doing that. So over the holidays, if you want to, like me, I like to shop on the internet. And if that portal is there, it can be Home Depot to Lowe's to Sears to Macy's, whoever. There's tons of people out there. And if you're shopping directly with the company and not through the airline's websites, then you're probably throwing away air miles.
All right. What's the impact? Give us 30 seconds on the impact of Ebola on travel, both domestically and internationally.
Domestic, I'm not sure. We're getting too much of a bang on, too much on that, except the, but international, even Europe, I think, is getting affected. We are seeing the more people saying, I'd rather be close to home than we'd rather be stuck in Europe or, and look what happened. I think we just found one in New York City or Newark yesterday.
Doctor, and,
It's a little scary out there.
Yeah, it is. Don't panic, but take advantage of the opportunities if they present themselves. And I'm betting if you check out bestfares.com, you'll see some really good deals. Check out the deals for Doug Steffen listeners as well with the Tom's picture in the contributors box at DougSteffen.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.